Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast. A new week, a new adventure time.
I'm being blasted with podcasts and I go, turn this podcast down.
What a day, hey?
We've just been absolutely fucking blasted with podcasts like that before.
We are, yeah.
Unbelievable.
All the time. In my ears.
Yeah. Face, nose.
Never in my eyes.
Naked breasts.
Do you like how quick we're approaching Christmas?
Or is
it,
what does that mean?
Is it worrying you?
What do you mean how quick we're approaching Christmas?
Well, past mid-November.
But it's not going any quicker. It's not going any quicker than any other time. Still, 24 hours is a day.
No. Time goes quicker when you're older. It does. It does.
Talk to me about that.
Science has proved it.
Go on.
No, they must have figured something out.
I love that. That's you're not a sort of scientific kind of bloke, are
you? No, but this year has flown by.
Yeah. It's been quick, hasn't it?
Flown by. We're coming up to a year anniversary of our first ever live show.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
When's the last time a year happened that you thought, that took a year? That felt as long as it was.
I think it was 2018 when I moved to Fallowfield with a group of lads who are absolute nutters.
Right.
And every week was a battle.
And that felt like
a battle
a full
of
year.
Fun, like, but Christ.
Because I don't. I think every year feels quick. But I think we just have to realise as a society that a year just doesn't take as long as we think it does.
Would you extend the year?
That's not possible, is it? What we're going to do, ask the earth to go slow
isn't
around
it
the sun?
Mad how maths got it spot on.
What?
Isn't it mad?
I love it when you do this.
Isn't it mad?
Come on, talk to me, boy. What you got?
Does everything fit into place pretty well?
Talk to me.
So the sun went all around. Where did the sun go? 365 days.
Yeah.
And then just like divide that by 12.
Right.
30 days in each of them. Months.
But there isn't 30 days in every month.
Most of them.
Right.
Most of them are given with a 3.
Yeah.
Sorted.
But the Earth going around the sun in 365 days, first of all, a day is something we invented.
What?
Well, actually, no, it isn't. The sun invented the sun.
We invented
months, though, is what I mean, sorry. Yeah. So the month thing, we didn't have to do. We didn't have to be 12 months.
But why?
What?
Why? Oh, no, carry on.
Because every day, the Earth rotates once, so that has to stay as it is. So
brilliant.
You were right there.
Thank you.
But a week is man-made. Nothing happens after a week in terms of the solar system. Nothing happens after a month. So we could have done 10 days in a week, 10 months in a year.
Yeah, but
or something
we
like
decided
that.
I wonder why.
Don't know.
I wonder why we decided 7 was brilliant.
Well, all the months, you obviously... all the days are named after gods. You know that.
All the days are.
Yes.
Go on. Just give me one and I'll be pleased.
Wait, is it gods?
I think the days are just days.
No, sorry, they're named after planets.
What? You're talking shit. What, so Friday's Venus?
No, Friday is... I can't remember now. Saturday is Saturn Day, obviously.
Sun is the Sunday.
Sunday is... Sun is Sunday.
Monday is Mars!
Mars, yeah. Mars Day.
Tuesday is...
Google that, I can't remember exactly. Thursday is like Thor's Day or something.
Thor, look, from Marvel.
Or is it named after gods? What is it?
What does he say?
Yeah, the Romans named the days after the sun and moon and 5 planets. There you go.
The Romans?
Yeah. So
Mars, that stunned me, that.
Mercury, Jupiter, Venus and Saturn.
Is it mad that the Romans had a Monday?
Yeah.
But the Romans woke up and went, fucking hell, Monday again.
I know.
New week.
I know,
do you think they started diets on Mondays as well?
Yeah, like we do. Leg day, chest day. Yeah. Here's something for you. Here's a little fact for you.
Yeah.
Originally, I think there was 10 months. And they added more in, which is why December, because obviously des is usually 10, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like a decimal point or like a decimeter or whatever.
Yeah.
So December used to be the 10th month. And then they stuffed a couple more months in.
What was the last one in?
I can't remember what the last one was now. It consisted of 12 months in the year in order to synchronise the calendar with the lunar year. So they added January and February in.
That's why February's a bit of a fucking weird one, isn't it? Because they're just
28
counting
days,
the
they
days.
Ran out of days. But yeah, so December used to be the 10th month and then they stuffed a couple more in.
And when was the leap year invented?
The leap year is a good one, isn't it?
Because there must have been a year we went, we've got to do something about this.
Yeah. Because we're drifting out of touch here.
Big day. It must have been a big meeting. And how, back in the day when it was decided, how would they get across that information to everyone else?
The leap year was added in 45 BC.
Yeah.
Which is amazing that we knew about that even then, isn't it?
I
bet when they went to the meeting,
stunned me.
And they were like, right, every 4 years we're gonna have to put another day in because you know, each year is 365 and a quarter days. And I bet for once,
there'd be some opposition.
Bet for once, February was fucking well smug because for most of the time, February's like, why have I got 28 days?
Yeah,
like, and it's ridiculous. He's got 31 over there. Can't I have one of them and like one of your 31s?
Share it out.
Yeah, exactly. But we don't. But then they were going, we're gonna have to put an extra day in one of the months. And I bet February was like,
I'd love an expert on time to
good luck putting it in any other month than mine. February gets the extra 29th day, which maybe elevates it above all the other months.
Do you think there's someone who's an expert on time?
No.
If they are, sloppyjoespodcast@gmail.com. Maybe we should get some clever people on the show.
I think we should.
And really just ask them questions that spin our heads.
Because at the minute, I'm saying stuff that I've got no qualifications to be saying. I just say stuff because I...
And I wonder when the weekend, like Saturday and Sunday, became the weekend. Like, why did they choose them to? Because they both start with
set. Fit together nicely, don't they?
It does. How was your weekend?
It was good. Went to a birthday party. Children's birthday party.
Boozy?
No booze. Don't drink.
Sugary, was it?
Very sugary. It's the booze of the child, isn't it?
It is.
The sugar is the child's
Smarties
booze.
Smarties are the pills.
Yeah, and, well, sherbet. You know what I mean? Say no more. I don't know what the bong would be of the children's birthday party.
Probably the helium out of the...
Yeah, the balloons, perfect.
What about the heroin?
Oof. S'mores.
Capri Sun.
S'mores. Heating it up over the fire. You know what I mean? It's s'mores, isn't it? Toasted marshmallows.
Kids are smackheads.
Just like that. Marshmallow on a spoon like that.
From my memory, it was a tractor-themed party.
It was a tractor-themed party.
How did you get there?
Drove.
Car. Didn't take it seriously.
And it was good. The thing, it's weird though, isn't it? A two-year-old's party, because obviously it's for him, but he doesn't really get the concept of a party.
Yeah.
It's all just people he sees all the time anyway, all there at once. But and yet there's still a sense of occasion to it, a sense of excitement.
Yeah.
My other nephew, he... All
jealous?
Great. All he ate all day was sweets, then he went to another party in the evening, vomited in his bed everywhere. Because it's just such a big day.
In his bed.
Do you know, he's just so excited and so happy that you just sick your bed. So that's like almost like when you have had too many drinks.
Yeah.
This is what I mean. Sweets, sugar is the alcohol for kids. He went too far with it. He spewing up, bless him. The other one had to have a nap. Just went back. You know, like, it's just
what
like
do
a
you
booze
do?
Up, isn't
what
it?
Do you do?
What?
Like, what do you do?
What do you mean?
When you're all there? Do you just chat with other like adults?
Yeah.
What
about? Just do an impromptu podcast in front of everyone. What do you
what
think
about?
I do?
What are you talking to them about?
What is there? What's the insinuation here?
Can you not just left them there?
Left what there?
The kids, let them have a... Where was it? Like a wacky warehouse or something?
It was
at
my sister's house.
Oh, your sister's house?
Yeah.
So you got the telly on or something?
No, we didn't have the telly.
How are you entertaining yourself?
We're just chatting. We watch United, Man United, we're on the laptop. Well, chatting to our...
Dodgy stream.
Chatting to our friends and stuff.
Get it.
What, don't you chat to people? What's a party like for you? If you're not boozing,
dancing.
If you're not boozing and you're not dancing and the telly's not on, what do you do?
Is there a pool table?
Can you? No, is it someone's house? Can you even imagine a party without booze or dancing or telly?
No. And that's why I'm struggling.
I can tell you're struggling.
I don't think I can do it. I thought was there a bounce castle?
No.
So what did you do?
What do you mean, what did I do?
Did everyone just sit around?
We sang happy birthday.
What did the kids do?
We had lunch. There's toys and stuff everywhere. He's opening his presents. He got a little Toy Story Woody. He got this little slinky from Toy Story. I got him a tractor.
Like Toy Story?
Well, it wasn't a tractor, it was a digger. But as far as the kid's concerned, it's all sort of heavy machinery. So they were playing with that. We made paper aeroplanes. Went out in the street and threw paper aeroplanes around. It was magical.
That was wild. You made paper aeroplanes?
Yeah.
Just lobbed them down the street.
Yeah, like what do you?
I think you're off your head.
You're a bizarre person, aren't you? Like if there's no booze or telly involved, then you're not interested.
Well, I'd rather the paper airplanes.
Why? Fuck. Kids don't like booze.
Do we know that for sure?
What do you think, Ethan? Am I the nutter?
What was your kids' parties like, Ethan?
Surely that's just a standard kids' party.
Hello, yes, I am. Hi. Here.
Have we not said hello to you yet?
No, no, no. Oh,
sorry, Ethan, are you all right, mate?
I'm here. Hello, everyone. Nice to be here. Yes, I remember my parties as a kid very fondly. I was always treated very well. Most years, I used to dress up as C-3PO, no matter what.
Do you have any pictures of that?
Yeah. I thought you were going to ask me a question. Ask him questions.
I might have to ask the old, well, not that old.
The vicar?
Oh, what?
So I might have to ask my parents that question. But yes, I always used to dress up as C-3PO, usually fancy dress.
Wait, so usually fancy dress. How did you dress up as him not fancy dress? What's the alternative?
Well, there might be years where it's just, you know, your classic jeans and the shirt.
But you're still being C-3PO?
I'd often be C-3PO.
And everyone else would be in normal clothes, but it's Ethan's special day. He's got his C-3PO
on. So he's scooting around on the carpet going...
No.
When you get picked up to get your nappy changed.
That's R2-D2.
Oh,
C-3PO is even better! C-3PO! Oh,
he's
sorry,
the gold guy.
When are we having our cake, mother? Yeah. Oh, but you fucking loved that, didn't you? Did you have the little silver leg as well?
Well, I went gold.
All gold. You know, gold. One of these legs silver. That's the whole little
that's
thing.
Yeah, true.
What?
That's like a little, it's a commonly known.
Yeah. How would you eat your cake?
Pardon?
How would you eat your cake with your mask on?
Oh, I'd usually maybe take the mask off.
Fuck, you know.
Yeah.
It's good, isn't it?
Human
I bet your mum and dad
relations.
Threw a good kids' party, but it was better for the adults, wasn't it?
Well, we often did Halloween parties, and we used to get a bouncy castle in the garden.
C-3PO, was it still?
I've told the time where my gran got the bouncy castle, didn't I? And she kept trying to get up, and I wouldn't let her up.
Oh, that was tight.
Yeah, I knocked her down.
Is she the one with the bad ankles?
Yes.
No wonder she's got bad ankles.
From that
is
day.
Is anything more dangerous to an old lady's ankle than a bouncy castle?
Yeah.
So she's trying to get up. She's crumpled on the spot. But essentially, if she gets immediate attention and care, these ankles can be saved.
Oh.
And little C-3P Ethan, C-3-defile over here, he won't let his own grandma up off the deck.
I remember in the bouncy castle, there was a lad called Sam who was a couple of years younger than me. I would have only been like 9. He was maybe 7 or whatever. And I remember he came off the bouncy castle claiming he had broke his or hurt his toe or whatever. And he's crying. He's making a big meal of it. And all the parents are going, fucking hell, just fucking calm down, Sam. Here's some fucking peas and that. Turned out he broke his foot.
Wow.
Yeah, he was...
And all he was just eating peas like that.
Yeah.
Poor guy. And you did all the classic party games. You did
pin the tail on the
musical chairs, pin the tail on the 3PPO, pass the parcel.
3PPO.
Pass the parcel. Pick the keys out of the bowl. If
yeah, all the classics at your house, wasn't it?
Oh, well, yes. I would used to play all the games and that. I used to like pass the parcel and that. I'd often win that.
On your birthday, yeah.
Do you think they'd make you let you win?
You can't get good at pass the parcel, can you?
You can.
You can't.
Go on then, what's your method at pass the parcel?
Often, you get the feel for the music and whatever, and when you're about to pass it on and you feel that the person who's in control of the music is going to stop it on the person next to you, you just hold it a bit longer. Therefore, probability-wise, you're increasing your chance by three from this way and that way.
When you're playing pass the parcel, and everyone's passing around quick, and he goes, oh, thanks.
Yeah. Oh, no, not me again.
Yeah.
There you go.
I loved it when I was a kid, when I was a little bit older, and kids' parties, right? Your cousin's kids' parties, and you spotted that your auntie was trying to make sure it was fair for everyone.
Yeah.
But then it was fucking, what a mission that is. Pass the part, bang, oh, no. The kids
I'm not into
twice.
That. I don't think, as a parent, I don't think I'll be into that. I think fairness and reality is how I'm going to parent. Is that bad? I told you about the great
reality though, but you part of your parent techniques is to make up monsters to scare kids.
No, that's okay.
It's not reality, is it?
No, but the way they act would be real. I told you about the great games that I made, didn't I, at my sister's wedding. Did I tell you that? I told you about this.
Wow.
I think I did. My niece and nephew, one of them's 7, one of them's 4.
Oh, yes.
But I'll just briefly. Oh, so wow. we did a great games, a great Olympics. And it's them two versus each other.
Oh, yeah,
different tasks, whatever. Right? And my nephew lost. I made the tasks fair. I made it slightly harder for my nephew, for my niece, and slightly easier for him. And he lost only by one. So, you know, the game
Yeah, it is what it is.
And he lost.
Yeah.
And that's it.
And what about if you've really scarred him there for life? And all you can think about is, you know, this game.
My auntie on my mum's side, we used to go to my grandparents in Florida. My auntie was there, right? She is fantastic. We used to play checkers and we used to play Spit with the card game. I don't know if you ever played
Spit?
Yeah, have you never played Spit?
What the hell's Spit?
So you have like a row of cards, upside down, upside down, upside down, upside down, right way up.
Yeah.
And you've got like little strips and you have to, and then in the middle, you both put a card in the middle and you have to stack it. So if you've got a queen, you can go king or jack, and whoever flips Spit over their cards and runs out first.
You've seen Spit?
Spit.
Your mum and dad play Spit or Swallow, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
We just play Spit. And but the good thing about my auntie was she never let you win. Never.
Yeah, that's tight.
No, it's not tight. It's
fucking tight. Look at the way you've turned out.
Amazingly. No. Haven't I? Well, very few flaws. But it was great because when you played her, you knew it was a real challenge and you knew that if you did ever beat her, and occasionally you would, very, very rarely, it felt like something. It felt real and great. Because she just, knew it was a real competition every time. I'm not up for this, you know, we've both won that. You can't both win the great Olympic Games.
I tell you what, Drew, I think that parenting technique is quite good because if your kid's going to become a Manchester United fan, he needs to get used to it pretty quickly, doesn't he?
Get used to what? You need to sort of get used to what?
Get used to losing football matches.
There you go, and that's the crucial part of the joke that we missed out first time round. Sorry about that.
Sorry, Joe,
Ethan messed up there. Trying to have a go at us as Man United fans.
I went disgusting. On a lovely...
We're above you at the table anyway!
Are we? Nah, we're not.
Yeah, we are!
Lost more games.
Six? What?
Lost more games.
Oh, that's the table, isn't it?
That's not what the fucking game is.
Let's play. Let's say who lost more games. No, let's say who get more points. How are you?
I'm good.
What have you been
freshly
doing?
Back from a trip from the Lake District, I may add.
What is the Lake District? Like,
I couldn't tell you.
I know. What is it?
It's crazy roads.
Yeah.
And also, someone told me a fact once that there's no lakes in the Lake District. Have you heard that?
I've heard this whole thing where it's like, Windermere's not actually a lake.
Eight of them.
Yeah, but they say they're not actually lakes. They're just big baths or something.
Fuck me, some bath this.
Did you like, what were you doing there?
We were going to have a little podcast reunion with the Stephen Tries podcast. So every member of the team that has been in it and sort of helped make it, we all got back together for one night only.
Like McBusted?
Yeah, but we didn't do any performing. We just sort of drank heavily. I still feel a bit shady
today. Where were we staying?
Windermere, Windermere.
In a house?
Big house called High Biggins. Now, if you would have said this house was a luxury cottage for the rich and famous, I would have believed you. Right. If you would have told me this house was haunted for decades and there was three murders inside it, I would have also believed
you. Are they both true?
It had all the characters of both.
Right.
It had an arga.
Lager?
I had plenty. An arga.
Yeah.
Do you know what one of them is?
Yeah.
Just an oven that's always on.
Yeah, or always off. If you want it to be.
Always on.
Okay.
How does it work? Don't know.
No one knows.
It had a great kitchen. The kitchen had an island.
Wow.
It had four bedrooms, doubles.
So when you say kitchen with an island, do you mean a moat? I can have an island in it.
An island, like a separate bit.
No water. I'm still thinking Lake District.
It had four bathrooms. Wow. It had two living rooms, one with an open fire, great couches.
Wow, this sounds fantastic.
It had a grand piano.
How many people were there?
Eight.
What are we talking per person per night?
We paid a round figure, I don't know, a couple hundred quid.
Per night?
No, not per night. Overall. Well, the thing is, I think Steve paid a good chunk of it.
The lion's share.
The lion's share. So I can't really tell you the figure. Okay. What? Was it worth it?
Fantastic.
Delicious. What's the highlight? What was the highlight of the occasion? Well, the highlight of the occasion for me was going to be the jacuzzi, but then I used my first ever gas barbecue.
Ooh.
Now, the gas barbecue gets a lot of stick because it's not got like the same, you know, with coal you get a bit more aroma, a bit more smokiness to you, food. But did I love it?
Yeah.
I did love it.
They're great, aren't they?
I did chicken.
Yeah.
Full roasted chicken.
Chicken?
I spatchcocked it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Cooked it from raw on a barbecue?
Yeah, phenomenal.
Wow.
But I put it in a pan.
Right.
And the juices were there.
Yeah.
I made a chicken jus. Oh, my God. Burgers, sausages. That was it. But it was phenomenal.
That sounds fantastic.
Anyway, so we're boozing. We're getting on it. The Guinness is flowing. The lagers. Lagers. Guess what I brought, which stole the show. The boys were unaware of its power and greatness.
The Gaston Band?
How just a small amount of it can make the night seem better.
Cocaine.
Bailey's.
Ooh.
I brought the Bailey's. We kept it in the fridge. We had it over ice. We were loving life. And then someone, bang, lifted the lid off the jacuzzi. Six man jacuzzi, but there's eight of us. Wow. We all fit.
Oof.
In we went.
Jesus, there's some real thighs touching thighs in
there,
isn't there?
Part of the story may be slightly homoerotic, but go
great,
with it.
Great, perfect.
Because I did. We're all having a wonderful time.
Yeah.
The booze is flowing.
Oh, yeah.
We're in there for 2 hours.
Did you have a game of baby bird? Is that what you're about to say?
What's that?
Where you get a mouthful of bellies and then you spit it into the mouth of the lad next to you, and then it goes all the way around. And then whatever's left at the end, the original person has to drink it.
That's made me feel very ill. But no baby bird.
Okay. You're lost.
Boozing heavily.
Yeah.
I'm having too much.
Yeah.
Halfway through the jacuzzi part of it, I went for a 20-minute nap.
In the water?
No.
See you, lads.
No, just a 20-minute nap. Because I was up in the morning doing the breakfast show, so I was a bit... I was like, if I don't take 20 minutes out now, it will ruin me.
When
now.
You say the breakfast show, is that actual work, or do you just mean cooking everything on the barbecue?
On the BBC. I was doing the breakfast show on the BBC on the Saturday morning. Drove to the lakes. Boom. Boozing. And then it gets a little bit more homoerotic.
Yeah.
I've said that
You've
before.
Teased this twice now.
We're
Get
all
to it.
Splashing each other. Oh. There's a little bit of splashing going.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying it because it's cheeky fun.
It's cheeky fun. It's harmless.
Stop slashing me.
No, you stop slashing me.
Right, stop. We have to draw a line here. Okay. Draw a line. And then they do that with the hands. Push the hands to one
splashing
side.
More.
Splash two people. Oh, great fun. I was here for it. We love it.
Lovely bit of banter.
I went to get up, we get some more Baileys. Next thing you know, someone's hand is on my bum crack.
Okay.
And they
here
drag
we go.
My shorts down. But luckily,
they're not letting
I
you
have
out.
Got such a tight penis. This was coming. I knew this was coming.
Because so you've got an erection.
No.
They can't slide off. It's almost used. They fall down the back of it.
Nothing to do with an erection.
Right.
I knew that this may be the kafoolery. What is that a word?
It is now.
Kafoolery.
Tomfoolery
was going to happen. So I made sure my shorts
Sorry, was tomfoolery was there?
Tom
He's
Coon
on the podcast, isn't it? Oh, yeah, that's it.
Anyway, so then I fall back a little bit.
So what's
then,
this like? Literally like a cheeky,
yeah,
pull
cheeky,
his shorts down,
try and
but like
me.
Something from like an American high
yeah,
school.
Yeah. We're all a bit of fun.
Was it bullying?
I fall in. Whoa, bang! Next thing you know, more hands. They're trying to get.
What's going
my,
on?
They're trying to take my pants
this
off.
This is assault.
No. A bit of fun. We all do
a bit of fun. Just rip his pants
when
off.
When you get in the jacuzzi,
drown him until he lets us take his pants off.
You know what you've signed up for.
No, that's not a thing.
Well,
consent is very important.
I said, oh no, stop. Carry on. Anyway, I thought there's only one way to beat them because I'm outnumbered.
Oh, beat them off.
Join them.
Oh.
So in the jacuzzi, whilst I'm on the floor, like sort of clammed for air, one hand, I took my pants off and I stood up and I swang and plopped them all on the head with it and I flipped my willy in the air and I looked.
And they were all diving after the
and
willy.
They all ran
they?
Out
Do you know
and
when
I
you see,
claimed victory.
Do you know when you see loads of seagulls going after like a discarded box of chips at the seaside?
Yeah.
That was them just going after your genitals,
no,
wasn't it, at
no.
that point?
As soon as they realised the tactic that I took
yeah.
to win the war,
yeah.
they realised I was too much of a menace.
That's the great thing, isn't it? You've gone with that. Do you know you always hear it when people are talking about if you're about to get mugged on the street, pretend that you've just lost it. Take your shirt off. Just go crazy. Start screaming.
It's my tactic.
Like, make yourself be sick down your own belly so they think you're too mental to rob. So you sort of went for that.
That's my tactic, yeah.
Do you think, you think I'm going to be bothered about getting my knob out? Watch this. Bang, 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 bang. Dick
I
slaps.
What, the slap of the boom, 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 boom was incredible.
We got them all in once? What, with the... with the?
No, I didn't.
Just
nah,
spun
nah.
and just frisbeed them all penis
I would have. That would have been unbelievable.
Imagine that.
But I don't think I had the reach.
No, that's true. You'd have to get really close. So did that win you the war then?
Won me the war and we decided we probably had enough in the jacuzzi, so then we went out.
Yeah.
Yeah, we went out.
Oh, well, imagine they take a sample of that water, by the way, the next day,
oh,
and
no,
you put
no.
it in a little centrifuge.
Yeah.
Imagine
the
what
next
you find
day,
in
the
that.
Next day. So we have a great night out. We go into the town and we're having a bit of a dance there. There's this bar.
Yeah.
It's just great fun, but it closes at midnight. So as soon as we've done that, we walk home and we all have a. I fall asleep, and the next day I wake up I go and I open the jacuzzi lid. Oh, that smell. There was something rotten. Rotten to its core. And there was...
Oh, you hadn't, Joe.
I haven't.
No one did a shit in it.
No one did a shit. But what was disgusting is... I mean, this might happen with normal jacuzzis. Let me know. But the water... By the way, the water was not... There was hardly any water left. Splashing really water.
That's all been drank.
Half of it was gone. But on the line where the half was there was a line of, like, smegma.
The greasy rim.
Of smeg.
Oh, God.
Your smegma.
Did they charge you for that?
I didn't know.
Was there a cleaning fee? Stephen's paid that anyway, hasn't he?
No, there's no cleaning fee because what we did, we cleaned it. We hadn't filled up the jacuzzi and
what
screwed
with?
Off the thing.
Just tap water.
Yeah. What kind of water do you think it is? Sparkling?
Surely it's bottled water. No, but
you need
to put
water,
like chlorine tablets in it and all that, don't you? I don't know.
Anyway, and then,
sparkling actually would make a lot of sense. More bubbles.
Yeah, more bubbles. And then the next day we went to a jacuzzi. A proper one, a spa.
What is this? What is this? Sounds like a hen do. What? Why are you and all your mates just underwater for 2 days?
I'd love. Do you know what I love? Water.
Yeah.
I realise I'd like to own a boat.
Right. But surely a boat is the opposite, though, isn't it?
No, because I don't dive in.
Oh, you dive in, yeah.
I love water.
Why would you? What? Okay.
The end of my story.
So what happened in the
yeah, we sort of ruined the atmosphere for everyone because it was like a couple's retreat place and we all went in there hungover. We fell asleep on these like sort of like lilos, not lilos, sunbeds. Not why I said lilos.
Yeah.
And we're all conked out like that, and then I woke myself up by farting.
Oh, it's classic Joe, isn't it?
And there was just all classic. Couples, all couples around, and we all knew to behave ourselves. So we were on good behaviour.
Yeah.
Four of us went out of the eight to this. Spa.
Who went to the spa?
James and Dave. Oh, just three of us. Me, James and Dave. And then I fall asleep like that. And then I just went myself up the rubble. And you know, like in a swimming pool, it's like proper echoey.
Echoey, yeah.
God, it was a disaster.
Was it a nice weekend? That sounds lovely, that, genuinely.
Lovely weekend. Windermere's great, but Christ, when the sun comes out, it is busy.
Yeah, I've heard
it
that.
Is busy.
Yeah. They love it up there, don't
I
they?
I love the lake.
The lake.
Love water.
Have you ever been to the Lake District, Ethan? Surely you must have. Or was that kind of the rival of the North East?
Oh, no. I quite like the Lake District. My parents once swam in Lake Windermere for some kind of challenge.
Well, you've said the word challenge a lot today, and I've not picked you up on it any of the times. But why do you say challenge?
I don't know if I do.
Okay, say it how you say it.
Challenge.
There's no unge to it. It's just challenge.
Ethan, what have you been up to?
Oh, my parents are going to get a dog.
Oh, lovely. another pet to kill.
They've never had a dog before.
Have they not?
No.
They've practiced a lot on
the
cats.
They've been on the RSPCA watch list for a while.
Exactly.
And
they've
now
only
that,
just been taken
yeah,
off that.
Yeah, now they're allowed it.
Well, the reason the John's a cat man...
The pussy slayer.
I'm a cat man. Cat man John, they call him, don't they?
Well,
I'm a cat man.
Well, that's the reason why I suffered for so many years, was because of the love of cats in the household. I also like cats, but I wasn't able to make those decisions that I shouldn't have one. But they got a dog now.
Are you allergic to dogs?
No.
Why didn't they just get a dog?
Well, they should have done that yet. But now I've moved out, they've got the dog.
Now you've
nice.
Moved out.
What's it called?
Well.
Can we name it on the podcast?
It's already got a name.
Oh,
God, that would have been like the most Blue Peter best moment of the podcast
You've
ever.
Missed out by 2 days.
Oh, 2 days.
It's
barely any days.
But it's the dog type is a cocker poo.
Oof.
And
you've cocked a few poos in a few times, haven't you?
Oh, and the rest.
And they're gonna call it Digby Dog.
Digby Dog.
And what I've done a bit of research, and there's a film called
Why have they got dog on the end of it?
There's a
surely weird. That's implied.
Well, we're Charlie Cat.
It's so mad at that. So just written.
So the uncle knew, the stepdad knew the difference between Charlie
Oh yeah, that's true. Yeah,
and the cat.
And I realised this Digby dog, this the film called Digby the World's Biggest Dog or something. Guess who directed that film?
John.
No.
Joe McGrath.
Joe McGrath.
What? What?
There's a film director called Joe...
He's ringing you now.
You
said Joe his McGrath. Name three times into a mirror and
what
arrives.
The hell? There's a film director called Joe McGrath, so I only assumed.
Is there?
Yeah, but... So, I've never seen any of his films.
You've got to watch Digby the World's Biggest Dog now.
I'd like to think that I've overtaken him on the Google rankings. So when you search Joe... Oh, I have.
Google yourself?
I needed a picture of me from the BBC website, and I thought...
So if you just Google Joe McGrath and spin the laptop around?
Oh, well, it's a 50-50.
Have a look.
Because there's my Instagram handle at the top.
The first one is you, but on the right-hand
side. There's
Joe
McGrath. Is he still alive? Oh, my God, he's 95.
Is he alive?
I wonder if we can reach him.
Get him on the pod.
Oh, a 95-year-old on this.
He'd be all right. He's seen it all.
Yeah, I've seen it all,
so
yeah.
You got a new dog called Digby. Have you met the dog yet?
No, not yet, but it's a very tiny little thing.
Is it a puppy?
Oh, yes.
He's a puppy.
He's only a few weeks old, I think. We'll get him when he's 8 weeks. So that's
you haven't got him yet.
So they could easily change the name.
He doesn't even know his fucking name.
SloppyJoespodcast@gmail.com. Send in your dog names
that would work. I really thought you were going to say... Why don't we call it SloppyJoesPodcast@gmail.com?
Call this dog. Yeah, so we're in the park. No. We can do a bit of marketing.
Patreon.com/haveaword. No. That's a different one.
How?
Sorry, it's off my mind.
In all my years of listening to podcasts and shows, I've never seen someone accidentally advertise a different podcast.
It's because it's up on my thing.
You've literally just read out the podcast of a different,
I know,
more
I apologize. But I, whilst looking at Joe McGrath, has subconsciously clicked off the Have A Word Patreon.
So patreon.com/SloppyJoes.
Or join theirs.
Don't join theirs, join ours. They've already joined theirs. Join ours as well. Ours is great. We've got new stuff coming out soon, haven't we?
But they've released a couple of new stuff.
What are you just advertising theirs for?
We've got an Agony Bands, or we've got an update on Do Animals Go to War? Which one would you like? We'll do one now and one on Friday.
Okay, let's do Animals Go to War.
Shop yourselves in, folks. I never thought I'd be doing this, but we've got an update on my question. Have animals ever gone to war? This is from Chris. Chris Scallon, who is a wildlife biologist from California.
Perfect. Couldn't be more perfect,
I've
really.
Been quietly enjoying your pod ever since I said hello to you way, way back when you asked, do you have any professional listeners? So he has said hello to us before.
Hey, Chris.
I knew that in the last podcast, when you mentioned do animals go to war, it was the right time for me to get involved. The largest war in animal history, in fact, by numbers, the largest war in all of history,
wow,
is going on right now.
Oh, my God.
Ah.
Because this wasn't... When you say do animals go to war, you didn't mean like, oh, they've got like army dogs or whatever. You mean two species or two groups of animals warring with each other, yeah, independently of humans, didn't you?
What animal you think I'm going to talk about here?
Something territorial, something, obviously, if it's going on now, maybe they're not very, maybe like lions and water buffalo.
So once upon a time, there's a lot to this, so I'm going to just skip. But if you get confused, please tell me, because I might have skipped over an important bit.
Right.
Look at the email.
Maybe
look at the email.
Maybe
this is by a biologist.
Okay.
Look at that. Crazy. Right. Once upon a time, there was a tiny brown
fucking hell
ant who lived by a swamp at the end of the Paraná River in Argentina. Her name was Humil, let's call her. It literally means humble or weak. Sometime during the late 1800s, an adventurous Humil crept away from the swamp where giant river otter played and cabarized her. What does that mean? Cabarez covered? I don't know. Anyway, she stowed away on a boat. This is one ant stowed away on a boat and sailed to New Orleans, and she went to war.
With what?
Essentially, Joe, this one species of an Argentinian ant,
yeah,
ended up in America.
Yeah.
And now there is an intense battle going on between her species of ant and the American ants that have now gone across the world. To summarize, this is what Chris says. The Argentine Fire Ant War is a global war between two ant species, Whoa. Each consisting of millions of different colonies. The Argentine ant and the red imported fire ant, both of these two ant species, originate in Argentina, though despite the war have spread far beyond their homeland. The war stretches over the entire world,
oh
but the most part is fought in North America, with smaller fronts existing in New Zealand and South America. How many soldiers have fought this war?
Oh my goodness.
For the last 200 years? Billions, probably trillions.
Oh!
This isn't some innocent raiding or minor skirmish between two significant colonies. This is war between two empires. The war has also, unfortunately, had a negative effect on the ecosystem.
Brilliant.
A good example being California, where, in their greed for more territory, the Argentine ant have nearly completely displaced native ants.
Oh my God. Wow.
He says, I realise this email is super long. We'll put the full email on patreon.com/
That's fantastic. So literally...
There's a fight going on right now.
A war that has seen trillions of soldiers die, or billions and billions, maybe trillions of soldiers. That has got to be the biggest war in history, hasn't it?
Yeah.
I can't imagine there could be a bigger war than that. So not only do animals have wars, quite possibly the biggest war in history in terms of casualties is... being fought and has been fought by animals.
Crazy.
There you go. There's your question answered. Fantastic email that from Chris.
The 9 out of 10 club was teased last week.
Ooh.
And I think it's time we get down to it. So we'll hand over to Mr. Ethan James.
Oh, yes. Hello. So Adam got in touch, didn't he? Mm. And he said, bloody hell, lads. All these greasy foods and all this nonsense. Please put it to a stop. Yeah. And he wanted... a factory reset.
Yeah.
Are you up for it?
Yeah. Yes, so what is the 9 out of 10 club?
Very up for a factory
Ethan?
Reset.
Oh, that's a really good question, Joe. So the 9 out of 10 club is items of food. It doesn't have to be Michelin, Joe, but it's something that
doesn't have
is,
to be. It never has been once.
We never brought anything Michelin in.
Has to be like stuff that you go, bloody hell. That's really good for what it is. Good value for money. A good bit of scran. And something that maybe we take for granted, and now it needs its chance to sit in the Hall of Fame.
Love
so
that.
What Adam specifically said about it was that he remembers Stroopgate, but the focus has shifted away to greasy food stuff, a very seedy Manchester outlets that Joe McGrath has brought to the table. So let's end it here. On Inception, we've had some fantastic, affordable, ubiquitous and varied entries. Not all of them, of course. So let me please present the Sober Noodle Pot.
Wow! So we've got the Sober Noodle Pot.
Now,
from
I've
Noodles,
seen
brought
these.
To you by Nissin. Never had one. Have you?
Nope. I've seen them in Tesco Expresses.
So what we've done is we've done the watering stage where you basically let it sit for 3 minutes, but then you pour the water out using the holes on top of the contraption, which we can add in now.
Next step, Ethan.
Lid on, and then this bit becomes, in essence, a watering can.
Is it definitely on?
Aye. Oh, yeah. Aye. Look at that. Oh, isn't that great? The technology, eh?
Me and Ethan there on a little adventure in the kitchen. It's the first behind-the-scenes look I think we've ever done.
The new kitchen.
We've all got one, but we've all got 3 different flavours. Do you want to read out what your one is?
So I've got the yakitori chicken. So I'm just squeezing my sachet into the chicken, into the noodle now.
I have got the original, so hopefully I've got the best, Ethan.
Well, yes. Well, as you're doing that, Joe, let me just say what Adam says. He says, too often have potted noodles contained undercooked, flavourless and powder-based slop that we associate with single middle-aged wank enthusiasts. No more. The Sober Pot contains a sachet of black gold, some MSG-rich super oil that takes me straight to the steamy, sexually aggressive back streets of Tokyo or Saigon for Joe.
Fucking hell, I'll tell you what, mine has gone crazy with the addition of that oil.
Yep.
He's delighted about the drainage holes as well, I must say.
Yeah, the drainage holes, I like as a concept. I like any time people are doing something interesting with sort of tech.
Ethan,
or,
can
or
I ask
food.
You how much was a pot of one of these?
I believe it was £1.70.
Okay.
Right, I'm going to go in.
Mine smells exactly like a Burger King Whopper, if I'm honest. So I've got the yakitori chicken. I don't know what that is. I've never had that. In its normal form. I don't know how they're going to get chicken in here.
It's just going to be chicken flavouring, isn't it not?
I don't know.
I've had a mouthful. It's nice. It's very nice. Look at those noodles. Oh. They were white noodles. Now they're all, like it says, the black oil.
Okay. Now, instantly, what I will say is, if we look at the bits, if you're looking at a sort of pot noodle or equivalent that you might be instinctively comparing this to, they're very freeze-dried, they could have been in deep storage for tens of thousands of years, the interior of a pot noodle. The onion pieces and stuff in this are quite... Obviously, they must be done the same way, but they're quite fresh. They're bigger pieces. Mm. You can see the sort of grain in the onion and all that. Like, it feels as though the veg in this is slightly fresher somehow. I don't know how they've done that, but it feels a slightly more premium product to me than a pot noodle. What are you getting, Ethan?
Well, I've got a chili one, Drew, so it's a little bit hotter, which I quite like. It packs a bit of a punch.
Yeah.
But the textures of the noodles, what I notice, when you think of a pot noodle, sometimes they can be quite hard, can't they, if they're not properly soggy. Or the super noodle, maybe I quite like the texture of a super noodle, actually. I like how it's all clumped together. But these ones feel more proper. Mm. They feel more noodle-like.
In the noodle, portable noodle world.
What a world, by the way.
These are doing really, really well for me.
They are.
Can I be very honest and say I've never really been a pot noodle fan? I've never really liked how watery they have to sort of get. Or, if you don't want them watery, the sort of risk you have of putting not enough water in and then some of the noodles are crispy.
Yeah. Perfect.
I like this concept of the pour, the steep, the drain.
The pour, the steep, the drain is fabulous.
Yeah.
And for the same sort of price range, I think this is really good.
What I will say, actually, what's this person's name again?
This is Adam.
Adam, you can fuck yourself, mate. Because this is our fucking club, yeah? It's not yours. What we do with it is up to us. You bring me these little noodles, these freeze-dried bags of shit, and you're trying to expose us on this channel, and you can go fuck off. Now, if I'm honest, is the sober noodle absolutely delicious? Yes, it is. Will it get in the 9 out of 10 club over my dead body? No, it will not. So, if my family or friends need a quick, healthy snack on the go, will I be recommending the Nissin sober noodle? Absolutely, I will. It's delicious. But just on principle, I can't.
I get what he means, that the core value... Introducing this to our audience is what the 9 out of 10 club was for.
In all honesty, it's really nice.
It's a very good
I think I struggled to give it 9 out of 10 because it is lacking something. I think for a truly great food, you're probably looking at... Like,
a bit more protein for me.
Yeah, it's a bit... But it's really good. It's really, really nice. It's the best pot noodle I've ever had. Mm. It's delicious. It's really good. And I didn't expect it to be, so...
Ethan?
Cheers, Adam.
Mmm. Well, I must say, I'm nearly on the verge of eating the full thing.
Yeah, I'm eating the full thing, me.
I've had the soba noodles before.
Have you?
I used to have them as a side to my fish cakes. Oh, I used to have fish cakes and soba noodles.
Oh, so it's just taking you back to those depressive months?
No, but it's quick, it's easy, it's better. I do love the soba noodle texture. That's what I prefer. But these just like are a more premium product. And also, let's look at the wider picture. What does this represent, what Adam's saying? Have we just drifted away from our original values to foods that nobody can relate to? Oh, okay, you like this little takeaway in Manchester, but our friends from the Netherlands or our friends from the States might not have a clue what we're on about.
Yeah, that's true.
So maybe... This is the route we need to go back down, and we should thank Adam for that.
And are the soba noodles available in the States?
Oh, I don't know.
What about the Netherlands?
Presumably, you know whether they're available in the Netherlands or not after you considering your big speech.
Well, let me just have a little look on the back of this pot.
Well, how do you know?
Only available in Manchester, it says it.
No. Great. I can read it in... The instructions are in both Greek...
Okay.
Italian, yep. Spanish.
That's a good point. Yeah, Portuguese.
An American?
They don't have an. Oh no, they do have an American one. Yeah.
They're worldwide.
They are delicious, and I've always seen them on the shelf, and I thought they're probably just a pot noodle. They're better than that. The fact that they're dry takes them up a notch. They're really, really good.
Can I say that Adam has made us aware of the core principles being looked over, and I think. Yes, he's right in some respects. And this will be a moment in Sloppy Joe's history right now. Because we will go forward and we will changed the 9 out of 10 club, but he's only brought, I'd say, 7.5, 8 out of 10 items to the table.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, he's paved the way.
Yeah. He's like Van Gogh.
He's paved the way for others to come.
He's the Van Gogh of the 9 out of 10 club. He's only, you know, he didn't sell a lot during his lifetime, but he's changed art going forward.
Like they say, Beatles paved the way for Oasis. So the Beatles, not as good as Oasis. Oasis were only about because of the Beatles.
The Beatles are not as good as Oasis.
Twice as good as them.
Yeah, so and that's proven by the fact
Adam is the Beatles.
And that's proven by the fact that Oasis have got a quarter of the number ones that the Beatles have got. People obviously loved Oasis.
Easy to get number one in the 60s.
Why was it?
Because there's not much music kicking about.
Yeah, that's true. There wasn't any music kicking about in the 60s.
Just them and the Monkees.
And also, the Beatles got a number one this week, so talk to me about that.
Oasis got a number two album this week.
Wow, that's great.
Master Plan.
A re-release. Anyway, it's very good. It's not 9 out of 10. But again, if you need some quick noodles on the go, they're the best ones I've ever had. But there's a maximum to how good that can be. And I think we're pretty much touching it with that. Delicious, delicious stuff, that. Well done.
Cheers, Adam. I'll give it an 8 out of 10.
Well, my fear is, Drew, that... didn't we put the super noodles in once upon a time?
I can tell you right now, I didn't.
No, I brought them. Did I bring them?
Yes. It was during one of your low periods. And then when you shaved your own beard and all that, you had a rough spell.
Excuse me, what? That the super noodle, the tomato sauce, the chipsticks, they were the 9 out of 10.
Yeah, they were all bad ones.
And now the foe.
Yeah, it didn't get in, did it?
Disgrace.
We've horribly evolved. Like, do you remember when that man grew a tail? That was so unnecessary. We've evolved wrongly. Do you know what I'm trying to get at?
What do you mean when that man grew a tail?
The man grew a tail. His tailbone became active. It's like, when? Obviously we have tailbones from when we were monkeys, but his came back.
What, this week?
Nah, it's a while ago.
No, it didn't.
It did.
It didn't, did it?
A man grew a tail.
He didn't grow a tail. Maybe he was born with a slightly longer tailbone.
How are we from super noodles to a man with a tail?
About evolution was the point.
Let's have a look.
That's a man with a tail.
That's a baby girl with a 6 centimetre tail. So that's not a man with a tail by any means, is it?
Right, anyway.
Also, that's not...
Oh, there it is.
That's a pig. That's not a picture. That's not real.
That's the worst thing we've ever put up on that
screen. Yeah, that's absolutely horrendous.
I'll not actually put it in the podcast.
No, you've got to put it in.
You're going to have to.
Now look, people have extra fingers, tails.
Your family.
Okay, so, yeah, there's a man with a tail, and that was us with
web feet, crowd. All these examples that I'm listing are examples of evolution not gone quite right, and that's similar to the 9 out of 10 club.
Love it.
Brilliant. So... next week we're talking affordable and
easily accessible,
countrywide frazzles.
I've got some stuff I want to bring in.
Brilliant.
Perfect.
What a tease. Another 9 out of 10 club tease. Yeah. To be continued. Dun dun dun.
Right, that's going to be all from us. Thank you very
much. Enjoy yourself. Come see me and Joe at Joe's mega birthday bash.
Come to the Christmas party. Dance. Dance music. Bye. Wave, Ethan. You can wave as well, Joe.
Bye.
Bye, ta-ra.